Macmillan Audio presents Cold Earth by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Kenny Blythe.
Chapter 1. The land slipped while Jimmy Perez was standing beside the grave. The dead man's family had come from Fula originally, and they'd carried the coffin on two oars, the way bodies were always brought for burial on that island. The pallbearers were distant relatives whose forebears had moved south to England, but they must have thought the tradition worth reviving. They'd had time to plan the occasion. Magnus had suffered a stroke and had been in hospital for 6 weeks before he died. Perez had visited him every Sunday, sat by his bed and talked about the old times. Not the bad old times, when Magnus had been accused of murder, but the more recent good times, when Ravenswick had included him in all their community events. Magnus had come to love the parties and the dances and the Sunday teas. He'd never responded to Perez's chat in the hospital, and his death had come as no surprise. The coffin was lowered into the grave before the landslide started.